My dear brothers and sisters, I shall now present to you the general authorities and general auxiliary presidencies of the Church for your sustaining vote. It is proposed that we sustain Ezra Taft Benson as prophet, seer, and revelator, and president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Gordon B. Hinckley as first counselor in the first presidency, and Thomas S. Monson as second counselor in the first presidency. Those in favor may manifest it. Those opposed, if any, may manifest it. We pay tribute to Elder Marvin J. Ashton, a member of the Council of the Twelve who passed away February 25, 1994. It is proposed that we sustain Howard W. Hunter as president of the Council of the Twelve Apostles, and the following as members of that council: Howard W. Hunter, Boyd K. Packer, L. Tom Perry, David B. Haight, James E. Faust, Neil A. Maxwell, Russell M. Nelson, Dallin H. Oakes, M. Russell Ballard, Joseph B. Worthlin, Richard G. Scott, and Robert D. Hale. Those in favor, please manifest it. Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the counselors in the first presidency and the 12 apostles as prophets, seers, and revelators. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain Elder Cree L. Coford, who has been serving as a member of the Second Quorum of the 70, as a member of the First Quorum of the 70. Those in favor, please manifest it. Opposed, if any, by the same sign. It is proposed that we sustain the following as new members of the Second Quorum of the 70: Claudio R. Mendez Costa, W. Don Ladd, James O. Mason, Dieter Uchtdorf, and Lance B. Wickman. All in favor, please manifest it. Contrary, if there be any, by the same sign. In view of the call of Bishop Robert D. Hales as a member of the Council of the Twelve, it becomes necessary to release him as the presiding bishop. Those who wish to join us in a vote of appreciation to Bishop Hales and his counselors H. David Burton and Richard C. Edgley, please manifest it. It is proposed that we sustain Merrill J. Bateman as presiding bishop, with H. David Burton as first counselor and Richard C. Edgley as second counselor. Simultaneously, we release Elder Bateman as a member of the Second Quorum of the 70. All in favor? Any opposed? It is proposed that we sustain the other general authorities and general auxiliary presidencies as presently constituted. Those in favor may manifest it. Any opposed may manifest it. It appears that the voting has been unanimous in the affirmative. We now invite the newly sustained member of the 12, members of the 70, and presiding bishop to take their places on the stand. If you brethren would now come forward, if you're able. We excuse Elder Ladd at this time because of the marriage of his son today. He will join with us on the morrow. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for your generous and prayerful support.